Walk in righteousness. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 17 through 21. The NIV version reads, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Explanation reads, the casual reader might misunderstand verse 17. Since wisdom is associated with God, Solomon was not saying that God did not love everyone, even those who did not receive his wisdom. Instead, Solomon was emphasizing the benefits that awaited those who accepted God's wisdom. Receiving God's wisdom is an act of mutual, reciprocal love. God loves all his creation. God shares the fullness of his love with those that accept his wisdom. Why? It's simple. God's agape love is independent of whether or not we love him. So when we love him back, that is a sweet savor, our love offering to God. God's wisdom is not hard to find at all. When we accept God, we receive his wisdom too. That was at the heart of Solomon's teaching in Proverbs 8. Those that continued to worship idol gods or simply relied upon their own devices were foolish without question. Solomon made it clear to his listeners that accepting God's wisdom had its benefits. The first benefit is riches. Riches? Yes, God's wisdom leads to riches. The best way to understand what is meant by riches here is through a story from my days in my microeconomics class. One of our assignments was to show which was easier to get to $1 million. Play the lottery weekly or save the amount of the cost of the lottery ticket. When we completed the calculations, it was easier to save to get to $1 million. God's wisdom will guide us to be prudent when it comes to our finances. Unfortunately, Solomon allowed the temptation of his many wives and concubines to cloud his thinking. Even though he continued to reap the benefits of God's material blessings, still his mistake in judgment eventually led to the split of his kingdom. While people will lift us up 1 minute, then tear us down before that minute is over, God gives us a place of honor. That is the second benefit. God's honor is not based upon human standards of being served, but on his standards of being a servant. As we walk with the Lord, we will see evidence of his wisdom in our lives. For the farmer, a bountiful crop is worth much. Likewise, our bountiful crop in God's wisdom is indeed valuable, worth more than fine gold or choice silver. Solomon concluded the rewards section of Proverbs 8 in verses 20 through 21. Accepting God's wisdom is to begin a journey along the path of righteousness and life's true riches. Question, what do you think? What are some ways or circumstances in which wisdom is more valuable than money?